What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, FightfulSelect.com, Backstage Report Podcast. For April 1st, we're in a new month. It is WrestleMania week. Man, our schedule is going to be a little bit backwards. Still hoping to bring you Q&As over on Discord. Hopefully, I can squeeze a live one in via the Surface Pro or something in Philadelphia. But man, we've got Make-A-Wish events. We've got Monster Factory, Wale Mania. I believe Kate will be at the Nigel McGuinness show. We've got just so, I mean, that's just even before Thursday. That's even before Thursday's over. WWE Media, WrestleCon, we're going to be there as well. And of course, WrestleMania. I will be back on Saturday here in the office to review WrestleMania night one and night two. I'm going to give you guys so much behind the scenes news. I can't wait for it. I am so excited for it. And programming note, we will be live at noon on Wednesday for the hump. So make sure you guys tune in there. We're going to give you the Omos interview exclusively on Fightful Select as well. A lot of fun there. This past weekend, we were at Squared Circle Expo. I did a podcast about the match I participated in. We also filmed interviews with Killer Kelly, Myron Reed, Mace Mansois, EC3, Rachel Armstrong, Missa Kate, and Zaya Brookside there as well. It was a wonderful experience. Man, I am enjoying so much going to conventions. I always talk about WrestleCade, but Squared Circle Expo has now become a must travel to every single year. And I got WrestleCon for the first time this weekend as well. Hope to see some of you there. Man, I met so many of you guys at Squared Circle Expo. It was so cool. So please check out that podcast I did where I talk about the wrestling appearance I made to benefit Hosea's House, which benefits women and children in crisis here locally. But I got Paul Cade coming up soon. Please donate to the Humane Society of Washington County. But let's get to a lot of the news. Our dude, Corey Brennan, has been killing it lately, man. My travel schedule has been packed between North Carolina and Las Vegas and Tampa and Indianapolis and going back and forth to Cincinnati and Louisville and now Philadelphia. So I am so excited about the level of work that he's doing. He did a post about Ilya Dragunov, and he said that Dragunov, as of now, is not being planned for a call-up, but is expected to make his way to the main roster upon losing the NXT championship, with some in NXT feeling like he's beyond the brand at this stage of his career. Some fans have questioned if he's willing to make the move to the main roster and cite his trips home as a reason why. That's something that I had brought up a couple months ago when people are like, oh, where's Dragunov? And Corey reported, no, he's fine. And I pointed out, I was like, hey guys, look at his cage match profile around Christmas every single year. There's a big gap there. Don't know why, but you know what? He's got a gap there every year. While in NXT, Dragunov has been a source of constant praise with NXT producers, says Corey Brennan, and says in the broader scheme of WWE, the belief of several in WWE is that they see him in the same vein as Gunther and have plans to push him in a similar capacity to the Intercontinental Champion or to the Intercontinental Champion's push once he makes his way to the main roster. One NXT talent noted to Fightful that their belief is that Dragunov elevates everyone that he steps in the ring with. Another scoop from Corey Brennan, Ridge Holland. He announced that he'd be stepping away from the ring. That is a current storyline, not an official retirement. They're just playing off of things there. Also, Corey Brennan talked about Carmelo Hayes, Trick Williams. He had reported that the plan was for them to main event Stand and Deliver, and then Shawn Michaels confirmed that as much. There have also been discussions about bringing up Trick Williams eventually and then continuing that feud. Shawn Michaels obviously has been a big supporter of Carmelo Hayes, but a lot of people have been asking about the status of both of them. But Carmelo has been sort of set for one since before the Royal Rumble, and he's going to be in the main roster expected by summer. Trick Williams has improved drastically, and the office has taken notice of the reactions that he's gotten on the main roster as well. So it would be shocking to me if he didn't end up there before too long. But also, they've got to keep some star power on that show as they move to the CW. Switchblade Jay White has not been on AEW lately. That's visa stuff. He can't get into Canada right now. He will be back imminently. Santana, Mike Santana, will be back in TNA imminently. We're told that TNA has interest in him. They're bringing him in. They plan to use him in Las Vegas. Mustafa Ali is a part of TNA. He's their current X Division champion, but he is not on any type of contract right now, either to them or to New Japan Pro Wrestling. We've heard that other televised wrestling companies have maintained interest in him, but that he is not inked to any official deal. Ivar, there was some concern about him as he was announced as medically not able to compete on Monday. We're told he's not expected to miss much time. In fact, he had been hopeful he could even wrestle like this week instead of last week. Giovanni Vinci filled in. He posted a neck x-ray, and people thought that that was current. That's actually his old injury. Something that did happen on WWE Raw, Punk, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, their promo. Oh boy, that buzzworthy promo saw each man taking shots at one another repeatedly. Had a much more loose feeling, and if those in WWE are to be believed, it was not as scripted as many others that we have seen. This would seem obvious in the past, but even some of the most emotional promos that people thought weren't scripted ended up being scripted word for word. Instead, the claim internally is that there was a general outline, and we're told that the talent knew that they were all just going to go for it and see what happened. That led to some words that aren't supposed to be said being said, some people that are being not supposed to be referenced being referenced, and a lot of zingers. The promo was listed as one segment. It was produced by Adam Pearce, as there was physicality between Rollins and McIntyre. We're told that the WWE production was not anticipating CM Punk's line where he cursed, and there was actually a memo sent to talent recently that discouraged them from swearing on air. I saw a lot of people like giving Dave Meltzer's report about that shit, but it is accurate. We have confirmed this with numerous talent that there was a memo sent out to them on the Talent Relations app about that. We also haven't heard of any issues backstage after the promos as it relates to heat or anything of that sort, and things have continued to appear very well with CM Punk in WWE. It really seems like that's the place where he's happy right now. Haven't heard of any issues besides, you know, the natural hesitation that an awful lot of talent had when he came in. So far, so good, it would appear. Parker Boudreau, still in AEW, even though he's not appeared in quite some time. He recently debuted in AAA, called it his new home. We're told that AEW signed off on the appearance. Technically, he's still under contract with the company. He has at least months left on his AEW deal, but hasn't appeared in over a year. Parker was a member of the Mogul Embassy before an injury sidelined he and his fellow member Trench. Trench's contract expired. Parker was removed from the group internally. Since he's been healed up, he hasn't been brought back to TV. There have been no creative plans. He was backstage at a show in recent months, but no plans for him that I have heard of anytime soon within the company. Jade Cargill, we spoke with her. We dropped that interview ahead of her SmackDown debut. We talked about her connection to baseball and softball via Brandon Phillips, as well as the Texas Smoke, the Lexington Legends. Talked about her in-ring Royal Rumble debut, said that it felt great, electrifying. She was elated when she heard the pop from the crowd. Said it's the debut of the legendary career that she's about to have. She spoke about her decision to leave AEW, and she said, "It's all business. I left in a loving, professional manner and did what I had to do. Everybody was happy for her. No ill feelings towards AEW. She said that the door is still open for her in AEW, and she still has friends there. She has friends in WWE and AEW, wants to see everyone excel and make money. We also talked about her gear. She won Fightful Award for Gear of the Year last year. Said that she loved comics, loved Marvel, big Marvel fan. So that's a major motivating factor for her. Corey Brennan reported some things about her entrance. She made her debut or re-debut on SmackDown. He said he's been told by multiple sources in WWE that her entrance has been one that has been worked on for quite some time, with multiple changes being made in the last few weeks. I was told there were some elements that were adjusted because there were some similarities that The Rock would get on his entrance, and there were some natural parallels there. As I mean, listen, there are some natural parallels there anyway, but it was stressed that the entrance could see some more changes, particularly at WrestleMania. But the foundation of it seems to have been set on SmackDown. Ricky Starks, the AEW Collision match did not go as planned. He suffered what was said to be a stinger, according to Cam Hawkins. But the match did not end the way that it was supposed to. Ricky Starks and Big Bill were supposed to win. There was an audible called in the ring. You could see Darius Martin speaking to the referee. They went to another spot, and I wouldn't be shocked if that was the end of the Ricky Starks Big Bill tag team either. TNA name is inked to contract. AJ Francis has signed a deal with TNA Wrestling to remain there through the end of 2024. He worked GCW recently. He worked MLW recently. He is still able to work NWA, MLW, and New Japan. He is prohibited from working WWE and AEW, and that's pretty much the extent of it. He's impressed people in TNA, made the most of his opportunities. Speaking of making the most out of your opportunities, Matt Cardona. So some of you noted that we had this story up immediately after he popped up. He is not signed to an AEW deal. He is still a free agent. He had told us recently there hadn't been much of a relationship or interaction with AEW since his initial appearances years ago. I've been told that he was very distinct in saying, I don't want to be your dark or elevation guy. I know what I can do. I know I can get over. And he got over. My God, dude just repeatedly gets over. So interesting how this all came about. Cardona was scheduled the same night to face Ultimo Dragon for the Squared Circle Expo Championship, in which Cardona held. However, last week, they just randomly announced Nick Nemeth, Matt Cardona, Squared Circle Expo Championship, Friday at Black Label Pro. And, well, shit, I'm on that show. I'm like, well, that's unusual. Matt Cardona has never worked Black Label Pro before, to my knowledge. I don't know why. It just hadn't happened. So I'm like, well, that's interesting. And then somebody said, well, yeah, he's got to leave the convention a little bit early. And I'm like, wait, why would Matt Cardona, who is all about making his money, leave a convention on a Saturday and miss out on a match like the one against Ultimo Dragon? Because it was clear they were setting up Nemeth taking the title off of him and defending it against Dragon. Well, then I found out why. And I was told, hey, look, notice what he tweeted the other day. And it's that he was undefeated in AEW. Well, I found out. And I told Cardona that I knew. Backstage at the Black Label Pro show. And, you know, sometimes it is more valuable to have the information of how it came together then that it's going to happen. But I saw stuff that, like, this Twitter account, this random Twitter account that had posted it out there. I mean, it wasn't necessarily a secret at Black Label Pro. People seem to know about it there. Chris Masters did an interview with In the Weeds. Oh, man, great stuff. Again, if you're not watching In the Weeds every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning on Fightful Overbooked, you're missing out, man. He told In the Weeds he's not currently a part of NWA, but things can always change. He appreciated them for giving him a place to work on the character, but felt that Billy Corgan took him for granted and others receiving opportunities that weren't working at the same level as him. He talked about his relationship to the Colognes in WWC, where he is getting a really good push there. I mean, he's doing really, really great there. He talked about Ring Kaking, working with some green wrestlers from India. Talked about the peck dance. He believed it was a Brian Gewirtz idea. Said that he and Carlito were slated to win the tag titles at Mania 22, but thinks the Spirit Squad gaining popularity and turning Carlito heel played a role in that not happening as well. Chris was also asked about a negative tweet towards Tyrus, and he says it's because of the rift between he and himself and Corgan, but he feels bad that Tyrus became cannon fodder for their disagreements, though he doesn't really take that back regarding Tyrus's lack of in-ring abilities there as well. It is a really, really good interview. You guys should check that out. Some other notes, we have heard the same about WrestleMania being about 13, 14 matches. There are some additional celebrities that have been contacted for appearances. WWE Raw talent will regularly be brought to SmackDown to film speed matches, we're told. Pete Dunne has continued to produce WWE Speed. Cody Rhodes has media appearances on First Take, The Today Show, and NBC News Now this week. WWE doing Make-A-Wish and Fanatics events this week. We've got all kinds of stuff that we're going to be bringing you all from that. Deonna Purrazzo and Thunder Rosa versus Mariah May and Toni Storm match that happened over the last week was originally scheduled for the week prior for Collision. We're told Rhea Ripley started to wear the wrist brace in matches over the past week. Wasn't wearing it during her recent SmackDown Dark match against, I think it was Shayna and Natalya. The Ivy Nile Candice LeRae match was originally scheduled for one segment on Raw. It ended up going less than 2.5 minutes with no entrances. Zoe Stark was originally set to face Katana Chance on main event. She was switched out for Shayna Baszler as well. There are some contracts that are coming up. We're told that WWE has approached some of the talent to perhaps engage in talks very soon. Interesting production notes here. Michael Hayes produced the Santos Escobar and Dominic promo and the AJ Styles promo on Friday's SmackDown, and also produced the Cody Rhodes Rock promo with alongside Bobby Roode. And then he also helped produce Shinsuke Nakamura, the Rock and Cody segment. Bobby Roode helped him there as well. Guys, if you got any questions or anything, head over to the Discord. That's where I'm going to be interacting throughout the week. Obviously, this week is hectic. I'm going to try to fit in a Q&A in some capacity. Might see if I can get Kate involved or some of the other Fightful people. I believe Phil and Reg are going to be in town as well. I assume. Cresta is going to be there. Iridian's going to be there. Rick is going to be there. We mentioned this the other day. People are like, well, why are you going home? And I'm like, well, I got to do a post show. And they go, you got to get somebody else to do that for you, man. You got to be in town. And I go, who? Everybody is in town. So I'm going to make it back. I'm going to try to do the post show in my studio. I talked about my Best Buy computer woes recently. Got that replaced. Going to have a little bit of a new studio look. Some of you are familiar with it, the wooden background I did. Got some new decor coming, so to speak, that I'm very, very excited for. But, man, guys, thank you all so much. I really appreciate you guys. I know it's the start of the month, but it's WrestleMania season. Please spread the love of Fightful Select. Tell the people what you like most here. It would mean an awful lot if you guys did that, because word of mouth is the best way to grow what we've got here. And please use that Discord. I am loving it, man. I am going to, quite frankly, use Twitter significantly less after this week. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Like, I just think it's a trash fire of an app, and I hate it because there's so many good people on it, and I'm still going to try to interact a little bit and break news, obviously, but I'm thinking Fightful Select and that Discord is the primary way to go, because I know some of y'all don't like to see that shit, but it's what we got the Discord for, guys. Very excited to hang out with you guys, to talk with you guys, to answer your questions this week. Let's have a good time. Let's use this week and have some fun. And, you know, there's always some unfortunate things that we have to cover in pro wrestling, but let's have some damn fun, my friends. Until next time, we're out.